What's that howling?
Nothing to be afraid of. This is Coyote Tractor Country, mister. That howling just means somebody's bought another hard-working Coyote tractor.
If you're in the market for a hard-working, affordable 20 to 90 horsepower compact tractor, test drive a Coyote today.
You heard the man. Now get going. You're burning daylight, mister. Visit www.kioti.com.
Available exclusively at Bromley Farm Supply, Douglas, 613-649-2457.
And on the eighth day, God looked down on his planned paradise and said, I need a caretaker. So God made a farmer. God said, I need somebody willing to get up before dawn, milk cows, work all day in the fields, milk cows again, eat supper, then go to town and stay past midnight at a meeting of the school board. So God made a farmer. God said, I need somebody willing to sit up all night with a newborn colt and watch it die, then dry his eyes and say, maybe next year. I need somebody who can shape an axe handle from a persimmon sprout, shoe a horse with a hunk of car tire, who can make harness out of hay, wire, feed sacks, and shoe scraps, who planting time and harvest season will finish his 40-hour week by Tuesday noon and then painting from tractor back put in another 72 hours. So God made a farmer. God said, I need somebody strong enough to clear trees and heave bales, yet gentle enough to yean lambs and wean pigs and tend the pink-combed pullets, who will stop his mower for an hour to splint the broken leg of a meadowlark. So God made a farmer. It had to be somebody who'd plow deep and straight and not cut corners. Somebody to seed, weed, feed, breed, and rake, and disc, and plow, and plant, and tie the fleece, and strain the milk. Somebody who'd bale a family together with the soft, strong bonds of sharing. Who would laugh, and then sigh, and then reply with smiling eyes when his son says that he wants to spend his life doing what Dad does. So God made a farmer.
Welcome to the Barnyard Breakdown on 98.7 Valley Heritage Radio, sponsored in part by Bromley Farm Supply in Douglas. And now, here's your host, Joey Wilson.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to this week's edition of Barnyard Breakdown. I am your host, Joey Wilson. We have Robbie with us today instead of Michelle, so we're doing a little different. But I want to send a big thank you out to the Renfrew County Soil and Crop Improvement Association, the Renfrew Beef Farmers, and the Renfrew chapter of the OFA for putting on a really good event yesterday morning, the Farmers Breakfast up here. They had some great speakers out to talk about kind of recovery after the drought for forage crops and different things like that, and some different ideas about fertilizing. And they had AgriCorp in for a chat, and Barb Keith gave a bit of a demonstration, or I guess an advertising pitch on the new geocollars for rotationally grazing cows. I don't know if you remember, we had the Rose Hill Ranch folks in, and they had started doing it last year. And there's a geocollar that goes around the cow's neck. Now, you have to have a perimeter fence around your pasture, but then they will break the pasture down into rotational grazing, set pastures. And basically what you do is you draw that on a map, and if the cow gets too close to your geo grid, the collar gives it a little shock on the back of the neck and turns it back. But you can actually literally move your cattle every 3 or 4 days onto a fresh piece of good pasture without having to see them or talk to them or even look at them, just by using these collars and your phone. So I think that was a great idea. And Ashley Napton was in and gave a really good chat about mostly forage stuff and doing stand counts on your alfalfa fields if you are really using hay in a big way for protein and for heavy and hot feed. So she's thinking that once you get down to like a 60 50 60 percent stand count on your alfalfa, you should be rotating that through into corn silage or something else and coming back to the alfalfa within a couple of years. So it was well worth going to the breakfast. Meal was great, and it was well worth listening to the speakers because, you know, Jen and Mike put a lot of time into picking some of these speakers out and talking about things that are important right now in the Valley, especially after coming into a new year after a drought year. I would just kind of like to, for myself, I'd like to promote that my store, Delta, is putting on a heyday on the 15th of April in White Lake, and we're going to have all of the new Holland products there. You know, there'll be some round balers, big square balers, and disc blinds. So I'd like to put a little plug out for myself on that one. And if you're interested in coming, you can get a hold of me at 613-229-5823 and we'll save a spot for you. We have a catered lunch and some experts coming in about to talk about the equipment. So anyway, we have a great guest today. We're going to take a break for the commodity report and some merch from our sponsors, and right after that we will have Sarah from the Ontario Four Horse Hit Series. Talk to you soon.
Coyote, coyote, coyote. That tractor's all you talk about anymore.
But honey, my coyote can...
Yes, your coyote can clear fields, move mulch, mow the lawn, and...
Honey.
Yes, dear.
I don't have the problem talking about the coyote. You do.
I know, but it's such a great tractor.
That's what I've been trying to say.
Yes, but it sounds better coming from me.
Visit www.kioti.com.
Available exclusively at Bromley Farm Supply, Douglas, 613-649-2457.
The Commodity Report is brought to you by Barclay Dickinson Farm Supply, Highway 60, Douglas, 613-649-2440.
The USDA's Planting Intentions Report is out. Corn acres came in slightly above expectations at 95.3 million, while soybeans were just below 84.7 million. Corn could pressure prices, but fewer soybeans may give that market a boost. Wheat acres hit 43.8 million, the lowest since 1919, and with dry conditions in key growing areas, wheat prices jumped during trading. The Canadian dollar is at 72 cents USD. Oil is $100.20 per barrel this morning. Corn to North Gore Grains is bidding at $252 per ton on 2026 crop. Hard red winter wheat is $293 per ton, including protein, on 2026 crop. Soybeans delivered to North Gore Grains are at $543 per ton on 2026 crop. Canola delivered to Hamilton's is at $711 per ton, delivered now. That's your market snapshot. Barclay Dickinson's Farm Supply would like to wish everyone a happy and safe Easter weekend.
Barclay Dickinson Farm Supply offers a full line of agricultural products and services, including fertilizer, seed and crop protection products throughout the Upper Ottawa Valley. We also carry twine, baler wrap, livestock salt, and mineral. Get the best investment from your fertilizer and seed purchases and ensure that you are practicing good environmental stewardship in your cropping system. You can reach us at 649-2440. Barclay Dickinson Farm Supply. Your crops are our business.
Coyote, coyote, coyote. That tractor's all you talk about anymore.
But honey, my coyote can...
Yes, your coyote can clear fields, move mulch, mow the lawn, and...
Honey.
Yes, dear.
I don't have the problem talking about the coyote. You do.
I know, but it's such a great tractor.
That's what I've been trying to say.
Yes, but it sounds better coming from me.
Visit www.kioti.com.
Available exclusively at Bromley Farm Supply, Douglas, 613-649-2457.
Hey everybody, and welcome back to this week's edition of Barnyard Breakdown. Today we have Sarah Bourbonnais, I guess maybe she goes by now, from the Ontario Four Horse Hitch Series. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Joey. Thanks for having me.
So let's. We do have a really big and amazing event going to come up in the Valley, but let's talk about the series first, and you know, a bit of the history of it, how it works, and your role there.
Great. Well, thank you so much. Maybe, Joey, I can start with the true athletes of the Ontario Four Horse Hitch Series. So horses in our title, and more specifically, this program is to showcase draft horses from across not only Ontario, but Eastern Canada and Northern New York, or the Northern United States. And draft horses, also referred to as heavy horses or gentle giants, just to give your listeners some context, if we think about the Budweiser Clydesdales, you know, the iconic Clydesdales pulling the red wagon, that's what we mean by a draft horse. And so there are three breeds. There are Clydesdales, as mentioned, or their close relation being Shires, just the British version of the Clydesdale. Percherons, which are the black gentle giants, and then we have the powerful Belgians. And so the Ontario Four Horse Hitch Series is really to celebrate and preserve some of that agricultural history that comes with the draft horse. So we're very fortunate to have almost all fairs across Ontario host our members. And what we mean by that is it is a competition at the end of the day. And the Ontario Four is to is designed to really increase the members' experience. So what is happening at the fairs, they're collecting points, all to accumulate and be invited to the Ontario Four Finals, which we are thrilled to bring to Eastern Ontario this year, right in your backyard, being at the CARP Fair. So we're going to see the top 10 hitches from across the area we described really vie for that champion, or the title of champion, Supreme Provincial Champion of the Ontario Four. The history of our series, Joey, is there's other series that operate in a very similar fashion. The North American Six Horse Six Series, so where there are six horses in front of the wagon pulling, you know, the grandeur of the tradesmanship and quality that goes into those vehicles. We're like the little brother to the six. So because there was already an established program, we knew that there was an opportunity to offer something that would also be more inclusive. And so the Ontario Four was put together, modeled after the Maritime Four Horse Hitch Series. So again, there's established programs that we were able to draw from. We, as a committee, we're a small but mighty volunteer committee of five, and we all have different expertise in what we bring to the table. We had intended to bring this program to life just before 2019, and I think we all know what happened then. And so what it allowed us to do was really establish our vision and goal and what we wanted to commit to the industry. And so we formally launched the program in 2022, which means 2026 is our fifth anniversary. So again, you asked about my role specifically in bringing this series to life. And we all of our committee members, while we have niche roles, we also all contribute to the development of the program and execution of it. But what my niche is really around the marketing side, the engagement side, the partnership side of the series. And so, you know, we work with, obviously, the fairs across Ontario, but also the hitches and the crews who are really the entertainment value of the series. We want to ensure that, again, as I mentioned, their experience is really, really brought to life through the series. And then, of course, we couldn't do this without the our additional partners, so our financial partners, like Wilson Farms, again, who has a grain elevator right in our backyards in Renfrew, Prescott, and Van Cleek Hill, who help support the financial contributions and the payouts that we're able to provide at the finals, which, again, will be at CARP Fair this year.
Now, Sarah, we've had some conversations before, as I bring most of the fairs through the show in the fall. And, you know, we have an Ottawa Valley 4 series, and when we accumulate points for that one, everybody just gets a point for going to the fair. But your point system works a little bit different, right?
It does. That's a really good point. So, first, all of these programs are complementary to each other. So there is no competition between the programs. But again, they're all designed really to celebrate the history of the draft horses and celebration of them. But yes, we operate on a different point scale. So all the fairs who are hosting qualifying classes do need to place the class from first place all the way through. So as an example, if there are 10 class or 10 hitches, so 10 teams of draft horses in the ring, first place would receive 10 points, second place would receive 9 points, and so on. And so that's how our members or participating hitches receive and collect their points, and it's that tally at the end. So those hitches with the highest points collected are invited to our finals.
Now, if someone wanted to sort of follow the series over the course of the season, we do have quite a few qualifying shows in the Valley, but there's also a lot right through into Western Ontario. What are some of the, like, you know, if you wanted to sort of just come and see some of the hitches before the final start, what are some of the fairs that locally are involved with the series?
Yeah, as you mentioned, we've had great support from our Eastern Ontario fairs. So the season actually kicks off at the Lansdowne Fair, so right here again in our area. And then you can also find us at the Navin Fair. Van Cleek Hill follows Navin. The Renfrew Fair has had, as has Van Cleek Hill, and actually Richmond. Really, all the fairs have seen tremendous pickup in the number of hitches who are participating. So, and then CARP will be the finals, and CARP will also host the very first class of the next season, followed by Metcalf. So when I say the fairs are seeing increased participation, because there's that drive to collect points and be invited to the top 10, each of these fairs, so Lansdowne, Navin, Van Cleek Hill, Renfrew, Richmond, CARP, and Metcalf, they're all seeing more hitches participate. So if people are interested in coming and seeing the Gentle Giants, really, you know, hear that thunder as it goes around the ring, all of these fairs have great heavy horse shows and really are an attraction to see.
Yeah, no, it's, I obviously am in the business as well, Sarah, and I definitely have seen in the last 3 to 4 years the tremendous pickup in the amount of exhibitors that are making it out to some of these shows, and I'm really glad to see it. You know, Renfrew Fair gets pretty close to 8 to 10 four-horse hitches every year. You know, CARP's back up to pretty close to 15. I don't always get to see Navin, but I know Van Cleek Hill is pulling a lot of exhibitors out of Quebec as well that are part of the series and doing really well at it.
Yeah, and that's another really great point that we can touch on, Joey, is that the hitches are traveling more and more as well. So, you know, if you think before the series, you know, even just a few short years ago, at most fairs, you would see the same participants year over year. And so, you know, in your area where you're hosting from, we have McLaughlin Clydesdales, we have Alamette Clydesdales. As we move a little farther east, there is Wild Rose Percherons, Paniland Percherons, Wilson Farms. You know, a number of hitches in the area who have always been great supporters of our fair. And what the series is doing is now with that draw to collect those points, people can come and see not only more hitches, but new hitches to them. And so, as you mentioned, people are coming from northern New York, Quebec, etc., to ensure that they make the finals.
I do like to see the ones coming up from New York. The Nickel family does a great job as well, and don't forget the Kelly family and the Greer family as well. They're always really good to be in the ring for all of the classes, and they do make a solid run to as many shows as they can possibly make it to. And like, not to diminish anything, but the cost of traveling to these shows this year, especially when you see what the price of diesel fuel is bringing, like, they're not coming with a 4x4 and a little horse trailer. Like, these guys are coming with semis, and they have the average wagon anywhere now is anywhere between 30,000 and 100,000 US, and a set of harness to put on a 4-horse hitch, you're looking at, probably to outfit them nicely into a good set of new leather harness, you're looking at $7,500 to $10,000 a horse. So it's really nice. Now, we know that the county fairs can't always afford to really pay in the big prize money, but when you're making a good run for these series, ones, like, there is a great payout at the end.
There is. And again, that's in large part thanks to our sponsors who have really stepped up and recognized, as you described, the investment that these hitches are making. You're right. It's an effort, at the end of the day to get out and show. Most of the hitches in our area, because we also have full-time jobs and are working, this is pure passion for us. And so to be able to have an incentive that we can work towards that help offset some of those costs is incredible. So again, this year the Carp Fair has been a really inclusive partner. Wilson Farms, the Straw Boss, has been on with us for a few years now. And so without that support, we wouldn't be able to do what we do and offer the same value that we do to our members.
No, you're right. Sarah, we're going to take a quick break for the weather and a few words from our sponsors and community events. And then when we come back, we'll talk more about the finals, and we'll talk more about our partners within the series and our sponsors, okay?
Great, looking forward to it.
Can't wait.
Weather this hour is brought to you by Armprior Chrysler, 205 Madawaska Boulevard. Armprior Chrysler, leaning on a legacy of trust where cars and promises are delivered.
At 12:30, it's currently 2 degrees. Slight wind out of the east-southeast is 16 kilometers an hour. We are looking at cloudy. Rain's going to begin this afternoon. I just looked at the weather radar, and it's over Algonquin Park right now. Risk of freezing rain late in the afternoon. Winds are going to be coming out of the east at 20 kilometers an hour. Today's high is going to be +4. Tonight, rain, risk of a thunderstorm overnight. We could get 10 to 20 millimeters. Winds are going to be coming out of the east at 20 kilometers an hour, and then I'm going to switch around and come out of the south at 20 kilometers an hour overnight. Tonight's low is going to be +3 degrees, with the temperature rising to 11 degrees by morning. Tomorrow, we're looking at periods of rain ending near noontime, then just a 40% chance of showers after that. Winds out of the southwest, 20 kilometers an hour, gusting up to 40. Tomorrow's high is going to be 17 degrees. And then what's going to happen is the temperature is going to fall to 8 degrees in the afternoon. Tomorrow night, it's going to be cloudy with a low of +1. That's your Valley Heritage Radio weather for 12:30.
Aren't you glad you went to Armprior Chrysler?
Hi, it's Mike here from Armprior Chrysler. Well, our much-anticipated 2026 Jeep Cherokee has arrived. Come and see it today. The 2026 Jeep Cherokee is completely redesigned and offers up to 800 kilometers of range with 210 horsepower and still tows up to 3,500 pounds. It also brings tremendous value with pricing from $40,000 to $60,000. See us at Armprior Chrysler today to learn more.
Hey, everybody, and welcome back to this week's edition of Barnyard Breakdown. I'm your host, Joey Wilson, and we have Sarah with us today from the Ontario 4-Horse Hitch Classic Series. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Joey.
So before the break, we were talking about the history of the series and how you modeled it, and how collect points and things like that. But let's talk about the main event. Let's talk about the series finals at Carp Fair this fall.
Great. So the finals, as we were discussing earlier, hitches who participate in this series, those draft horse teams that are coming forward, they are working towards accumulating points to be invited to the finals. And why is this such a coveted event? That is because only 10 hitches qualify. So that those finals are where the premier competitors are coming forward. They're in the ring, showing off the best of the best, all to walk away with the title, coveted title, that is, of Supreme Provincial Champion. And what this is more than just a trophy on the wall. Again, we talked about the incentivizing of the program and that what it brings. And so the finals, because of the partners that we brought on board, people are working towards a prize payout of a minimum in 2026 of $30,000. So they are going to see, truly the thunder powering around the ring. What did they see when they're in the ring? So it's more than just horses pulling a wagon. They see the power that the horses are bringing forward. They see the synchronicity of how the teams individually work together. So when when that hitch drives by you as you're sitting in the grandstand, you want to see kind of all the hooves lifting, the same hoof on each horse lifting at the same time and powering back down, their heads lifted proudly. And so that's what people can expect, is that energy, that excitement, that thunderous sound as these hitches are prominently going around the ring. Now, the finals themselves, because it's at Carp Fair this year, if you're not familiar with the layout and the grounds of Carp Fair, they have, we think anyways as exhibitors, really the center stage of Carp Fair, because the ring is literally in the center of the fairgrounds. So it doesn't matter which side of the grounds you are on, you can come to the rail and see these horses work together.
Well, and tentatively right now, as long as it stays dry, knock on wood, we have the finals scheduled for the Friday night event. And the neatest thing I think about the Carp Fair ring is it's a grass ring. And also, Carp Fair has upgraded their light system. And when you watch a hitch of horses run that ring at night, when you see the light kind of gleaming off the chrome on the harness, it's really kind of unmatched in Ontario or a lot of North America, I would say.
As a competitor, as an owner with our family of patrons, I absolutely agree. So when most people attend fairs, it is during the day that they see the agricultural displays taking place. So we have gone with the theme, and I think it's just brilliant what Carp has done. As you mentioned, with the proper lighting around the ring, we're able to show off our horses in a really safe manner as well, which is important. But again, most fairs or classes are hosted during the day. So like you said, to come in and see them at night, essentially like a spotlight on the horses as you go around those corners, it is a sight to see. And so if you haven't been to a night show before, we really encourage people to come out, cheer on their favorite hitch, and see what it's all about.
And now, you don't just hand out these finals willy-nilly, right? Like, this is the first time they're coming to Eastern Ontario, but there is a bidding process. And, the fair really has to more or less be an established fair, but be able to really offer an event, not just, prize money and, here's what we're going to do for you. Like the fair has to actually be able to provide an event. So like, tell me a little bit about that process and how it came to be that the finals are coming to Carp Fair this fall.
Yeah, that's a really great question. And while it's a little more operational, it speaks to the caliber of the program. So you're right. We, for the last 4 years since our inception, we have hosted the finals in Western Ontario, and we've had great partners host there. As the caliber, as the series grew, it was important for us to really go out and offer the bid, so the process of any fair having the opportunity to submit an application that was reviewed, but sell us on why they made the best venue for the finals. And we were looking for, we had some pretty specific criteria as a committee, and so we were really looking for a host, who could complement the caliber of our program, as well as align to our values. So again, with our mission or our vision to enhance the exhibitor experience, that fair or a event really needed to offer the same opportunities. So we received a number of bids from across the province, and like you mentioned, with CARP's really established base being the best little fair in Canada, they were the successful bidders this year, and so they will be hosting the finals for at least 2026 and 2027. And like you say, it is more than just, you know, showing up with our transport trucks and hitching horses. It is about the inclusive experience that everyone gets by being there. And so, it's the event takes place, even though the finals themselves are just on the Friday evening under the lights, it is a weekend event, thanks to Carp Fair. And so what we mean by that is the exhibitors are warmly welcome. There's hospitality provided. You bring in caliber judges, which is really important for this level of show. We want to be able to capture those memories in the ring. So we have Courtney Williams Photography capturing those pictures that people can treasure. And so it is all those different elements that are taken into consideration when we look for a partner. But again, that biggest one being the alignment of core values.
So now let's talk about our sponsorship and what it actually takes in the background to put an event like this on. I know that the Four Horse Series has partnered with Wilson Farm Grain Elevation out of Vankley Kill this year. And speaking for the fair board and our directors and committee, I really want to thank Kevin for stepping up and getting involved. Even though he probably won't be able to be at the fair this year because he's making a run for a different set of finals. But I'm really proud to be involved with that, as I'm an employee at Wilson Farms as well. So it's pretty great news.
It is. And so, Kevin, Ian, Gary, and their families all coming on board. Wilson Farms is a multi-generational agricultural enterprise. And as you mentioned, their specialty really is in grain elevation and bulk commodity trading. And then they have their fleet services as well. But what makes this partnership so special is, again, when we talk about that alignment with the Carp Fair and the values and hosting a high-caliber event, There's also an alignment of philosophies with our partners. And so with Wilson Farms Grain, they're really upholding the integrity of agriculture while pushing it forward. And that is very much what the Ontario Four is doing as well. And so we really want to be able to preserve that heritage of the draft horse while looking into the future. I think one of the things that has stuck with me the most that Kevin has said, and Joey, you've probably heard it as well, is that the windshield is bigger than the rearview mirror. And so while we have to look at our past and respect that and build on it, the opportunity lies ahead of us. And so, bringing Wilson Farms on board with us, we're able to push that vision of where the program is going even more.
Well, that's one thing about the Wilson business down there is they're always driving towards futures. And you know, Kevin and Ian and Gary, they do a great job with their grain marketing. They've done a lot of business with world markets and basically made their own trade routes now and can kind of govern their own price on things in a big way. They're making bids into Renfrew now, just so our customers know. They're partnered up with the Richards boys, who have the elevator on Pinnacle Road, and so we can bid into Renfrew, we can bid into all major ports and bid into the home elevator at Bankley Kill. And you know, they've done a lot of work to streamline that whole system. They have their own fleet of trucks. They do a lot of business with a couple of pretty good trucking companies right here in the Valley. So, you know, if you're thinking about that kind of stuff, make sure that you market your grain our way. But once again, from the Fairboard side and the Four Horse Sitch side, we sure want to thank them for being a part of about what we're trying to do here. So now Friday night at the fair, we're going to build a full show that evening. Like, you know, we show a halter during the day and then some car classes in the afternoon, and then we're going to take a break and we're going to come back, and we get a piping band to come in from they're the Almont Pipers, and they come in with the bagpipes, and we have our Ottawa Valley Heavy Horse Hall of Fame induction on Friday evening as well. So, you know, we're looking towards the past as well as looking towards the future at the same time. And then we have our series finals, and I think, you know, it's a great evening to watch. It's usually the last, I don't know, 10 or 12 years with the way climate's changing, we have a nice warm evening to usually sit outside on Friday and watch a horse show. And I really hope that we can fill the bleachers. It's something that's never been in the Valley before. And I think it's going to be pretty amazing to watch.
We think so too, and we're very excited for, again, not just the evening, as much as this is about the four and the culmination of a year-long's work for these hitches, but also the weekend in its entirety at CARP.
I do want to add that if it does happen to be a wet day on Friday, we do have a rain date of Sunday for these finals because we need them to happen. So, you know, if it should happen that Friday night is not a go, we still are going to run the finals on Sunday, and you'll just have to watch the websites and socials, and that will kind of let you know timing and how it's going to work. But I don't, if you're a heavy horse enthusiast in the Valley at all, or you're someone that sits ringside at any of the fairs in the Valley, I think that you really should make sure that you get out to see this show on Friday night.
That's right. And Joey, you mentioned the socials. So the Ontario Four Horse Hitch Series does have a Facebook page as well as Instagram. And we have an active website, so you can get the latest information there. Should there be any changes, we'll also ensure that that's posted, and you can follow the series along on the CARP Fair social media channels also.
Now, on your website, do you keep track of the standings so people can see if you're a fan of any of the hitches, or you follow some of them through the fairs and stuff like that? Do we keep track of the standings to have a bit of a idea of who we're going to see in CARP?
Absolutely. So we want to operate in a really transparent manner as well, because these hitches need to know where they stand. And if they have to, you know, make that drive to one last fair to accumulate a few more points. So not only are the points posted live on our website as we receive them, so it's drafthitchseries.com, we also put those on social media. And so we try and do weekly standings starting after Lansdowne. At least for the top 10. So there's two ways to go about getting those series. We know that not everybody is on social media, so you can visit our website.
Okay, great. And now, for some of the folks that are on fair boards that aren't part of the group that has points, Who would they talk to if they wanted to, in future years, become members of the series?
Great question. So we're always looking to bring new fairs on board. New this year already is the Napanee Fair. They'll be hosting their class the first weekend in August. So if they're looking for more information, they can start by visiting our website. Or if they'd really just want to have a conversation right now, those fairs in Eastern Ontario, Barry Birchall is our contact, and if you don't know Barry in person, you've probably heard his voice, as he is a favorite announcer across the valley for many types of agricultural shows, but normally you can hear him in the heavy horse ring. So either Barry or I would be happy to take a call with anyone. And as I say, we do have our website where you can find our email address and contact form, and we can get back to people.
Well, that's amazing. And I want to thank you for taking the time today, Sarah, to come and talk to me about this stuff. I know at the fair, we're super excited about it. At Wilson Farmers, we're super excited. And I hope that the exhibitors that haven't been to Carp Fair before, which is what I think is the most exciting part, is, you know, maybe we get five or six hitches to come up from Western Ontario that have maybe been to Carp Fair before, but not maybe for, you know, 12 or 15 years since, you know, fuel got really expensive and a few of the schedules had changed down in Southern Ontario and Western Ontario on when shows were happening. I think that's going to be kind of the coolest and most exciting part, is you're going to see new hitches this year at Carp Fair that you haven't seen either ever before or in a long time. And I'm really excited for it. And then another thing I wanted to mention was we will have two professional in-ring photographers with websites where if you are a fan or you picked out a hitch that you like, you can go to their websites and you'll be able to purchase pictures of the hitches that you like the most. Sometime kind of after the fair, I will I'll announce how to do that. But that's another thing that maybe the people that sit and watch the shows don't really know, but I think it's a pretty cool part of it.
And that's why it really does make the event what it is.
It definitely does. Well, thanks again, Sarah. Thank you for making the time today. I know you're busy and you got lots on the go, so we appreciate you.
Well, I appreciate you, and I do hope to meet some of your listeners at fairs across the valley this year.
Well, you're the guys to watch, Panel and Percherons. Don't let that go. They got they got a real good six of Percherons on a Burgundy wagon, so don't miss out.
Appreciate the shout out, Joey. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Sarah. We'll see you again.
Take care.
Thanks, everybody.
You've been listening to the Barnyard Breakdown, sponsored in part by Bromley Farm Supply, your Coyote dealer in Douglas. Be sure to tune in again next Thursday, right after the new news with Joey Wilson, for more on the Barnyard Breakdown, right here on 98.7 Valley Heritage Radio.
Hey, Brian, that was some game, huh?
I missed it. Spent all day in the yard watching a coyote.
You saw a coyote up close? Was it vicious?
Oh, yeah. Tore up my neighbor's land, but good. Tilling, mowing, raking, aerating. It's just a beautiful creature.
Mowing?
Got the pictures to prove it. Filled up my whole memory card.
Brian, that's a tractor.
Stop admiring your neighbor's coyote and get one of your own. It will be the only tractor you'll ever need. Visit Bromley Farm Supply in Douglas to find out more.
Coyote, run ahead of the pack.
Have you been thinking about adding a walkway, a patio, a garden, some stairs, or doing some repairs? You can trust us with your outdoor project. With over 18 years in business, Yard Kings is a leader in stone installation and landscape remodeling. Yard Kings offers a solid 5-year warranty. Visit yardkings.ca to get a free quote or to ask about our equipment rental. Rule your yard with Yard Kings.
Robin Postma, managing partner with All Risks Insurance in Renfrew, is pleased to announce the addition of Optimum General Insurance to their growing portfolio. This means even more competitive rates for your home, auto, and business insurance. Plus, Optimum offers coverage for standalone seasonal dwellings, perfect for cottages and getaway properties. To learn more, call All Risks Insurance Office in Renfrew at 613-432-8373 or stop by and see Bev or Ann. They'll be happy to take care of all your insurance needs. All Risks Insurance in Renfrew, helping protect what matters most.
Spring is here, and it's time to get ready for the water. Stop by the Pembroke Mall Boat Show March 26th through April 4th and check out what's new with River Marine, formerly Plumber Marine. Same trusted team, same great service, just a new name. Explore their full lineup of Canadian-made Prince Craft boats powered by Mercury Motors, plus Kawasaki jet skis ready for summer fun. And their team will be on site to help you find the perfect fit with financing options available. So don't miss the Pembroke Mall Boat Show March 26th to April 4th. River Marine, formerly Plumber Marine, a new name with the same excellent service you've come to trust. They look forward to seeing you there.